This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has added his voice to those demanding restoration of Sudan's transitional government, which was overthrown by the Sudanese military earlier this week. In a statement released by the White House, Biden noted that the African Union, European Union, Arab League, and other world organizations have condemned the military takeover and violence against protesters. Biden said in the statement, Sudanese people must be allowed to protest peacefully, and the civilian-led transitional government must be restored. He also called on Sudanese authorities to release all those detained this week. The detainees include several pro-democracy activists who were arrested while protesting Monday's coup. Earlier Thursday, the leader of Sudan's military junta fired at least six ambassadors from their posts after they spoke out against this week's overthrow of the joint civilian-military transitional government. State-run Sudan TV announced the dismissed envoys included those to the United States, the European Union, China, Qatar, and France, as well as the head of Sudan's United Nations mission in Geneva. The U.S. Commerce Department said Thursday that U.S. economic growth slowed markedly in the July to September period, weighed down by a summer surge in the coronavirus pandemic and a backed-up supply chain for consumer products. It was the weakest quarter of growth since the pandemic recovery began in 2020. Some economists say they expect U.S. economic output to expand more rapidly in the coming months, but worries remain over the supply chain as container ships full of consumer goods from Asia remain anchored and unloaded off the U.S. Pacific coast.